how concerned are you that the postponement of the scheduled meeting of the zoning board for that was set for next week being pushed back a couple of weeks, how concerned are you that this could affect the development around the new Highmark Stadium?
Well, I guess the concern is this has been going on for a number of years. We've been trying to get the zoning changed, so it's not that it's something new. But what concerns me now is with the Bills initiating a letter out to try to get the NFL draft coming here, I just think our town needs to embrace it more. I think we need to have the commitment showing that we are a town that can handle that type of audience coming in. You know, when you look at the amount of people that came to the last NFL draft, which was over 700,000 people, I would love for Orchard Park to say, we're taking an initiative so that by 2028, 2029, this is where we are. This is what we've implemented. The delays just seem to keep on sending the message that, well, we're not ready yet. And I think the businesses are ready. The community is ready. We just need to get everything else in place.
What areas in your mind near the stadium need to be rezoned so the right businesses can set forward?
Well, you know, the big thing that I've been looking at is, you know, we have a 2.5-story moratorium on building heights, and that's one of the things that they were going to be addressing to do what they call the stadium overlay district, which would be, they originally spoke about a 1-mile radius of the stadium that could allow for more stories than that, 3 stories, 5 stories, whatever it would take for us to get developers in here to be able to put a hotel and then maybe put up some kind of a shopping center, those types of things.
How vital is getting that rezoned areas to taking advantage of this new football stadium?
I think it's, unless we're looking at going backwards, the last 50 years, we never had any progress around the stadium. There was no development that happened around the stadium for 50 years. If we want to move forward and we want to attract people here for more than just 10 games where they come and go because they can't stay in Orchard Park, we need to address it and say, okay, we've got the Bills here for an additional 30 years. We have the most up-to-date stadium in the country coming here. Let's showcase Orchard Park. And I think it's extremely critical.
Obviously, as soon as possible is, I'm sure, when you'd like to see it. But realistically, what's a timetable that could work?
As far as the rezoning or actually having the development happen?
The rezoning to get the development.
I've been told that that could be done overnight once they get approval. So, you know, I'm not looking at that as being a very difficult process. It's just getting everybody together from the town to say, we're going to implement this. I would love for the community to express their concerns one way or the other. I know the businesses are telling me that they want to have this kind of progress. This has been really something that slows them down. They don't have the opportunity to be doing the selling and having the customer base that could come with people that are actually staying in our community. So I know they are very, very excited about having this kind of an opportunity. I would like for the community to also let the town know that this is something that is of interest to the town. And it's not gonna affect the quaintness of the village of Orchard Park and the residential area of Orchard Park. This would be something that would just augment the fact that we have this new state-of-the-art stadium. I just think it's something that's definitely necessary this time around.